Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
In the meantime, we manage to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today is a big broad brush. We toast woodpeckers. Here's why.
Okay.
Let us go to California. A guy named Nick Castro, he runs Nick's Extreme Pest Control there, says he's been in business for 20 years, but in all of his time of doing it, he's never experienced something like this. In fact, he even said, quote, I never saw anything like that before in my life. So recently, he was called out to a house that had been experiencing damage from a local woodpecker. All right. Well, the bird, they'd taken to creating holes in the home siding, and holes there, they would store food for eating later. That's the idea. They peck a hole through the wood, they drop their food in there, they know where their food storage is. Well, in this case, the food was mostly acorns. But unfortunately for all involved, the acorns, they weren't staying put. They started falling into all the empty cavities inside of the walls, which tells me you have terrible insulation. Anyway, Castro knew that he would find a few acorns when he cut into the wall to dig them out, but he was not expecting what he saw. So it began as a steady stream of acorns from the hole that he'd cut, and then it grew basically what they call a deluge, right? He says, quote, they just keep coming and coming, nonstop acorns. They thought there'd only be about a quarter of the way up the wall. Turns out they were piled up to the attic of the house.
Wow.
In this guy's wall. It was like a slot machine if you won the jackpot. He cut this hole. Acorns would not stop coming into the hole. In fact, the pile got around 3 feet deep. How many pounds of acorns do you think spilled out of the guy's wall? Keep in mind, this is just what spilled out. There still might be more in there. How many pounds of acorns from one woodpecker in this guy's house?
35.
Oh, a little bit higher.
250.
700 pounds,
700 pounds
of acorns poured out of this guy's goddamn
stuff. I think he got a total of the house.
I know. He cut like a small hole at the bottom, right above the base. They just kept coming and coming and coming. 700 pounds, big trash bags.
Gotta respect that.
That's what I'm saying. Woodpeckers, like, brother, ain't going hungry. Oh, that woodpecker's gonna be pissing out. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.
And today on Bad Choice Friday, we celebrate National Take a Cruise Day with a little yacht rocking adventure. Is it going to be Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind or Boz Scaggs in the Lido Shuffle? Mike, how was the voting?
The voting was decently split. It was a 60-40 split there, Miles. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought at the end of the day, we'd be partying down on the Lido deck, but you guys have convinced them they want the Michael McDonald. Mm-hmm. It's time for Christopher Cross on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend, bitches. You are listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Get it. 99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Not for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! That double check there, Mike.
I got you, man. I got you.
told Thrill earlier today the key to refrigerator food is put it in the refrigerator.
Yes.
You know the key to saving audio?
Saving it.
Saving it.
Hey.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyer.
All right.
Writers.
Oh, writers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Is it 10 or is it late night?
It is right there. The title lights, guys, have teams and towns and writers go over their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this a national late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
North Korea must be feeling left out. They're back to making threats again. The new threat is that North Korea must be feeling left out because they're back to making threats again. The new threat that is, if need be, they are prepared to hit the United States with the most overwhelming nuclear force, which I think means their scientists glued a grenade to a Roomba.
Bow.
Kimmel.
Meanwhile, North Korea, remember North Korea? I think they might be feeling a little left out because they're back to making threats again. The new threat is that, they said, if need be, they are prepared to hit the United States with, quote, the most overwhelming nuclear force, which I think means their scientists figured out how to glue a grenade to a Roomba, but...
Netflix has announced today that they are cracking down on password sharing. So if you've been thinking about breaking up with someone, now you have an excuse.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scientists in China are cloning super cows. I'm not sure what super means, but they'll probably be the most amazing cows we've ever seen. And don't worry, guys, they won't steer us wrong.
Riders.
Yeah. Oh, and I missed part of the joke. We've heifer seen. Sorry, writer.
It was going to be funny.
I know, I ruined it. The movie 80 for Brady is coming out, which Tom Brady stars in. And he has suggested that he could do more acting in his future. We know Brady's a very good actor because right now we all actually believe he is retiring.
Foul.
Yeah, foul. That's foul.
The movie 80 for Brady comes out, which... with Tom Brady stars in, and he suggested that there could be more acting in his future.
Oh.
Yeah, Brady's a very good actor, because right now we all believe that he's actually going to retire.
For the record, go on a date and see that movie.
You think?
Yeah, because it's sports enough. I'm imagining it can only be like 90 minutes or something.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't know. People, your girl probably likes those women. Like, I feel like that's an easy win.
You like those women? All right, baby, we'll see.
All right, look, you put four old women together, they seem to love them. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates by a quarter point, which makes getting, it's going to be even harder to get approved for that loan to buy eggs.
Fallon.
Myers.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter point, which is going to make it even harder to get approved for a loan to buy eggs.
Saying Micah bought eggs today. Feel like a baller.
All right.
Well, it's payday.
Breaking Bad. Mike and I love it. Have you guys watched it yet?
No. I have not. I haven't.
I will say, Breaking Bad is one of those ones, you're years behind it, right? I was years behind getting up to it. But honestly, I put it up there with The Wire.
Okay.
There's one season that's a little bit slower. Yeah. You know, kind of like I feel like season two of The Wire is slower, which I recently realized is the most viewed season.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's the one where they're down on the docks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Breaking Bad holds up. It's a great show. There's been a bunch of spinoffs and this and that. And once you get into it, you're kind of obsessed with it, right? Much like The Wire people. So obviously on Breaking Bad, they didn't use real meth. And the whole thing. Yeah, they didn't.
That's crap.
So the whole thing is their meth was blue, right? And it's like, it's a big deal. If you've seen blue meth jokes, like you get it, it's Breaking Bad. So Bryan Cranston, he was on Hot Ones. And basically, he just told a story about Aaron Paul eating all the meth.
TV methamphetamine, the way we made it, with a little blue tint, is actually rock candy. And the flavor was cotton candy. We were working, it was our lab down there. And I see Aaron Paul reach into our product, throwing the methamphetamine in his mouth. I go... you can't eat the product. He goes, you've tasted it. I go, no, I haven't tasted it. And I guess I was still in character because Walter White wouldn't ever.
Right.
And he goes, yo, have one, is what he would say. They rolled the camera and he and I are just talking. We're like eating all the methamphetamine.
I think it's funny too, right? And the cameras are showing them. And basically, I mean, look, like, you get it, right? Like, everybody's done it before. If it's, you know, sure, been working a long day or whatever, it's like a little sugar rush isn't terrible.
It, man.
Yeah. And honestly, it'd be hard to, even if you're not a candy person, it'd be hard not to try it.
Especially if you know it's supposed to be meth. Somehow that makes it all the more attractive to try.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not a big mushroom eater, but I feel like if I was sitting around plates and plates of cooked mushrooms that looked like some, for like hour, for 16 hours, eventually, I'm going to try.
I mean, mushrooms, yeah.
So there's a couple funny things about this Super Bowl. Number one, you could call it the Andy Reid Super Bowl, because he coached in Philadelphia forever. Right. Now, obviously, he's been in Kansas City there for a few years. He's done all right.
It, okay, you know.
Yeah. But a lot of people are talking, calling it the Kelce Bowl.
Of course.
Travis Kelce, obviously, is a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, and his brother Jason Kelce plays center for the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if you guys know this. They have a podcast they do together called New Heights.
Okay.
I will say, I
Miles is taking some.
Yeah. What's that?
To New Heights.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That was a weird one.
I will say this, though. Their podcast, like, I've only seen clips of it and stuff, but it's pretty good. Yeah. Like, look, they're also brothers.
Yeah.
So they have a natural, you know, way of interacting with each other, a chemistry, if you will.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, even when I go on the tailgate trip, like, we always go with a bunch of friends. But, like, at a certain point, me and my brother Chris are going to really start having fun and cracking jokes. And it's like, we're not going to stop.
Of course not.
There's a new tradition in Philly, too, where out-of-town teams put on a jersey on Rocky. So Jason Kelce was saying, he goes, I think it's a Philadelphia fan just doing it to fire people off. And Travis Kelce was like, Chiefs fans, do not do this. Please do not make it an 87.
Right.
But somebody had the idea to start a petition on change.org to get their mom, Donna Kelce.
Yeah.
Which, that sounds like a family from Ohio.
It does.
Donna Kelce.
To do the coin toss, right? And I...
That'd be kind of cool, sure.
I'm with you. When I first saw this, I was like, that is pretty cool. But they were on their podcast, and Jason said, quote, I kind of don't like the fact we're calling it the Kelce Bowl. Right? Appreciate the support. There's a lot of guys involved in this. There's major organizations involved. Unbelievable storylines in this Super Bowl. And then Travis was like, yeah, you guys keep calling it the Kelce Bowl, but let's focus on the Chiefs-Eagles. Which, I get their angle too. But I would say, as a sports fan, that would be kind of cool to see his mom actually trot out there and do the coin toss.
I mean, yeah, it's our Kelce Bowl, but I get their perspective. Like, please don't make this about us.
Well, as I said earlier, she's the only one who wins.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And she's a very supportive mother. Like, she's the one, I feel like, last year made the trip on like a playoff weekend. She saw one in Philadelphia and then streamed on down to Kansas City to see the other. She's always at their games. And anybody who is a fan of the Kelces is a fan of Mama Kelce. She's phenomenal. Love her.
Yeah. And, like, look, a lot of people, right, weren't as lucky as I was. Like, I had a bunch of cousins that I really liked growing up that we were all kind of the same age group.
Sure.
But, man, I tell you what, I used to love playing sports against my cousin Tom. Yeah. It was, like, exciting, right? Because he went to a different grade school than I did.
Right.
He played, like, a different Babe Ruth organization, and it's always like, oh, man, we're playing St. Bernard's.
The problem is, there's no problem with this. It's a shame they're not playing against each other on the field.
Because they both play offense,
right? So, I mean, you still want bragging rights, no doubt about it, but it's a lot different if it's like, oh, no, I'm going to crush my brother on live TV.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to hit him, right, as hard as I can.
Well, has Stephon Diggs' brother laid him out? Right, because his brother is a defensive back.
And he's a wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
All right.
But you know, you're like, coach, I'm covering his ass.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, even I know Stephon Diggs is an outstanding receiver. I'm covering him. If that's my brother, I will be a better CB than I've ever been if I'm playing my brother.
Yeah.
Right? Just as a guarantee.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, everybody, if you have siblings, like, right, I know they're not both, but, like, I'm sure your siblings at some point go out and play basketball against each other or something. Right? It's just a natural thing. I mean, my brother beat my ass for years, but he was 7 years older. Mm-hmm. But when we got to the point, like, physically, where we could do stuff the same way, I was like, ooh, I can get him.
I can get him now.
By the way, I don't.
Oh.
The only thing I could do is punch him better.
Well, he also works in a place that has a gym with a basketball court. So he could just kind of walk in and pop some shots every once in a while, play with the kids, be the cool principal.
This kind of cool. Trevor Noah, apparently, when he was hosting the Daily Show, he was saying the same groundhog joke every year, and nobody noticed.
Really?
Yeah. 7 years he hosted the Daily Show, he told the same exact joke. Today is Groundhog Day, and also, what the hell is a Groundhog Day? People pull a rodent out of the ground and then ask the animal to predict the weather? Really? This is so unfair, because if Africans were doing stuff like this, and you heard that we pulled animals out of the ground, like, there are villages in Africa where people wear animal skin? And if I try to explain that Americans use groundhogs to predict the weather, they'd be like, why don't you just use satellite data?
Right.
Which is not like the best joke in the world.
Right, right.
But that's pretty good forward thinking to be like, hey, whatever joke we write, we're going to do it
every year.
And nobody obviously noticed. But I take
somebody apparently did, or did he bring it up? He probably brought it up.
He brought it up.
He's probably been waiting to bring it up. Like, hey, just so you know, for how many years he did it, like, I told the same joke, man.
Right, and you know what? I shouldn't say nobody noticed. I'm sure there's some super fan out there of the Daily Show that's like, oh, he did it again.
But they would immediately get why.
Yeah.
What's capital of Kentucky, Ted? Mm-hmm.
Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Same question.
All right, let's see. I'll tell you about a few other things. You got the Pro Bowl game on Sunday. You have the NHL All-Star game tomorrow night. Saturday Night Live is a new episode. Coldplay's a musical guest. Pedro Pascal's hosting. The main thing is, though, and I know you might not be a soccer fan, but the Club World Cup is a massive deal. Mm-hmm. The first Major League Soccer team from the United States is the Seattle Sounders. They're over there in Morocco. I know a lot of Sounders fans made the trip, which is kudos to them. That is unreal. That game's at 9 a.m., so watch that. It's also just kind of insane. If you are a soccer fan, if they beat this club tomorrow, I want to say from Egypt, then next week they're going to play Real Madrid in a match that matters. Not a friendly. Right. The Sounders have played a lot of huge clubs in friendlies from overseas in Europe. The idea that they could play a match that matter, like, it just blows your mind.
It does. Mm-hmm.
And that's a short amount of time, too.
But it's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But I know Seattle Center is having a big thing, too, if you want to watch with some friends.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A boy walks into class realizing that he is the only guy and 50 girls. So he got nervous, and he blacked out. Meanwhile, that penis at the gas station story, wait until you find out what that was all about. Woman walks into a Burger King bathroom and steals the pipes behind the sink. One of mobster caught after 17 years slinging pies with a wink. And a guy cuts a hole in a wall. And there was no glory behind it. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we have a much-anticipated headlines update. We go to Mobile, Alabama, where you may recall the story reported by several gas station patrons. Customers called in numerous reports of finding a severed penis in the gas station parking lot. It doesn't have a good story, guys. Police checked surveillance footage to find a truck that rolled through near the time of the first sighting, where the penis seemed to have been dropped from it. Investigations have now come together to match said severed member with the victim of a fatal motorcycle crash in the area. They say that he crashed his bike in such an area that several cars unknowingly continued to hit the victim after his death, which explains the tag-along on the truck. Nobody had any idea that this was actually happening. So
cars kept rolling over him.
Right.
His penis stuck to the side of a truck.
It did.
The truck pulls into the gas station. The penis falls off of the truck. No one notices it at the time. Guy fills up his truck and off he goes.
Right.
The whole thing.
Wow, man.
That's
quite literally insult to injury.
That's as bad as it gets.
That's about as bad as it. You think his ghost like hovered there for a half a second, like, no!
Just get my D.
Just stop, please.
Could different body parts have a ghost? So there's
just the ghost
of his penis, right?
Right.
At the gas station. It's haunted.
Oh, man. In other news, police in Nebraska are looking for a woman with a bulge in her pants, speaking of which. She was seen walking into the local Burger King, a location that she had previously stolen toilet paper from, which caused employees to keep a close watch on her as she once again went into the bathroom. As she left, employees couldn't help but notice the sizable bulge emanating from her pants. That's when they went into the bathroom to find that, sure enough, she had stolen the pipes from the back of the toilet.
What is going on?
Police are currently on the lookout.
Does that mean they were copper? Or were they something that was valuable that you could recycle?
I can't imagine that they were copper in there, especially with the crackdown that's been happening.
It's a Burger King.
Right. So maybe she can get a couple bucks for them?
That's weird.
Not to mention, where are you selling these things? Who's accepting well,
recycling.
Pipes?
That's what I'm saying. It had to be a recyclable metal or something.
Something.
Or either that, or she wanted to beat someone over the head with a pipe and didn't have
it. It's gotten bad enough. I'm walking my dog around, and every phone pole has a note on it that says, "These are not copper in these pipes. Please, for the love of God,
stop."
Like, just save us the trouble. You're not going to get any monetary value out of this, man. We go to India for a positive story where a young boy ended up in the hospital. The young man is currently enrolled in the local school system and has made his way to an exam room. That's when he got the sight of a lifetime. He realized that the entire room of 50 students was all women. He was the only boy in there. He quickly moved to a seat in the middle of the exam room, but the nervous pressure was too much for him, as he eventually felt nauseous and blacked out.
Get it together, brother.
He was taken to the hospital to be safe, but he's recovering just fine.
Wait a minute, he passed out because there was...
Yeah.
Because there was all women?
Yeah. He got nervous. He was the only buy-in amongst the 50 women.
That's a lot of women.
That's a lot of women.
When I was a janitor at the AFL-CIO, I remember they were having like a giant like women's conference. And like all day, I'm hyped for this, right?
Yeah.
Dude, there was like 300 women down there in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was the opposite.
Oh, oh.
Like, it was too much. Just
really?
The sound alone.
Oh, God.
Right? Like, hearing a couple birds in the morning's cool. But imagine 500 of them sitting outside your window. Like, I was like, this fantasy's turned into a nightmare.
I like a couple birds in a tree, not a whole row on the phone pole, if you know what I mean.
That's all I heard.
Indiana has a bus driver that needs a new line of work. Police got a call after a parent got into an altercation with him. The parent saw him yelling and swearing at kids at a bus stop and got into an argument that also included raised voices and obscenities. When police questioned him, he denied the altercation, but authorities could also smell alcohol on him. Later on, he called the school and told whoever would listen that he hoped that it would blow up and threatened to bring a gun and, quote, take care of it himself on another call.
Way to make it better.
He's since been arrested. Yeah, dude, just find another line of work. We all have bad days, but that's bad. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.